Not really. I mean, like I said, man, like my focus, like whether I'm first, second, third on the depth chart, is to just go out every day, make plays, and just get better.
How are you feeling physically, Tremaine? You feel close to 100%?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Coach said that you're probably going to get held out of Saturday's game. Are you just chomping at the bit, like begging them to let you go?
Well, I mean, you know, right now I'm just following the doctor's plan. So, I mean, I got another game right now, so I hope that I'll be ready to go in about 2 weeks.
What are they still waiting for, do you know?
No, I don't know.
But you feel 100%?
I mean, I wouldn't say 100%, but I mean, I feel good.
Does this feel like home now, Tremaine, after, you know, after all the success you had last year and the resigning here, and you started to feel like you're putting roots down here?
I mean, it felt like home to me last year. So, I mean, it's just feel good to know that, you know, I would be here after resigning. But, yeah, it definitely feels like home.
What do you think about the secondary as a whole with all the new pieces? How strong do you feel like this group can be?
I feel like we could be really good, but you know, just looking on paper, we look real good, but we have to go on the field and just actually show what we can do.
Having gotten so much playing time last year, do you worry at all about, you know, your role might be changing this year, or worry about where you are depth chart wise?
No, not at all. Like I told someone, whether I'm first, second, third on the depth chart, my goal every day, every practice is to get better and just make plays. I can't worry about if I'm a starter or like if I'm a backup. It's just me personally, my mind frame every day is to just go out and just make plays.
Is the personalities very differently? How does the group get along this year? How has it changed from last year with some of the new guys?
It's pretty much the, you know, the same. We got a good group of guys. We all get along, so we bond really well.
We used to joke last year that you and Prince were the two most polite cornerbacks in the league, and now you brought in Walter and you brought in DRC. They seem to be more of a more brash personalities. Do you think the secondary needed that? Does the secondary need to be too polite?
I mean, off the field is very different from being on the field. When I'm on the field, I feel like we're all dogs out there. Me, Prince, DRC, Walter, whoever. So off the field is different, but when we're on the field, it's just business, and we're out there playing hard.
What have you seen from the new offense?
It's faster.
Yeah.
Yes, it's faster, and it's quicker throws.
There's a lot of that going around the league now. Does that help you prepare for the offense, other offenses like that?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, we have guys like Philly, we got Washington, and they're a real fast team, real up-tempo team, so that definitely helps us right now.
Were you close to going anywhere else, Tremaine, or did you always have your heart set on coming back here?
My heart was here, but we did have other teams that I talked to, but I mean, I just felt like being here was the best case for me.
Why would you say just haven't been here? Or?
Being here, a scheme, a staff, and just a great organization overall, so I really did want to leave that structure.
Do you remember that? When did you have the surgery?
January.
So you were still coming off surgery when you were free agent?
Yep.
Right, so the other teams were contacting you? Is that
correct.
Was that a concern of teams, the injury?
No, surgery? Because, you know, I had surgery in January. Like, they knew I would be back for the season.
Were you concerned that other teams might see that as a red flag in coming after you as a free agent?
Not necessarily, because I played, I mean, I wasn't 100 last season. Mm-hmm. So I felt like that, like I showed I could play hurt, so like I could be even better when I'm healthy.